Well, Merry Christmas. It's good to be here with you all this evening on this great Christmas Eve. I don't know what traditions you have at Christmas. You're enjoying cookies, enjoying family. How many of you guys are going to see Star Wars or have seen Star Wars? Yes. Some of you might have the tradition of going to a movie on Christmas Day. Others of you might binge on TV, on Netflix or Hulu. There's all these different popular shows. One of those shows you might not binge on, but you're familiar with is Undercover Boss. Anybody watch Undercover Boss? You can kind of binge on that. If you're not familiar with Undercover Boss, it's a TV show when CEOs or presidents of company kind of go all the way down in the ranks to the kind of mailroom jobs, if you want to say. Like waste management, the garbage company. I don't know if that's politically correct to call it garbage or not. But the CEO president came down and began to do the dirty work. Cinnabon, which if I worked at Cinnabon, I'd be 360,000 pounds. But the CEO, she got down and dirty and got into the selling at the cash register of Cinnabon. TaylorMade, if I worked for TaylorMade, that would be sweet because I have the best golf clubs and all I do is like, you want to buy the golf clubs? Let's just use them. Let's go golfing. That would be an awesome job. But in all these Undercover Boss TV shows, you see the CEO, president of the company get down and dirty. They get their hands dirty. And the script is kind of the same. They understand, they begin to relate with the common people who work in their companies, because sometimes there's this vast, you know, chasm between the CEO and president and the person working the front lines of the company. And maybe you've been in that situation where you think the president or CEO or principal or teacher, they just can't relate to you. And especially for all of us, we've all been kids at one time. We've all probably said, our parents just don't understand us, right? And I'm not Will Smith to rap the song today, if you're familiar with that, parents just don't understand. But we've all been in that place. Like, we think the authority above us, we think the president above us, we think the CEO just don't understand us. And it's hard to relate to those situations. And the same is true for many of us in this room when we think about God. He's the CEO, the president of the universe. He can't relate to me. He doesn't understand what I go through, the pain, the disappointment, the betrayal, the physical suffering that I feel or my family members feel, the terminal illness that goes rampant in our culture. He just doesn't understand. You're not alone in that place, friends. I continue to go through cycles of my own life and seasons of my own life that I feel like God just doesn't understand what I'm going through. Like, how could the God of the universe relate to who I am? But friends, I'm here to share with you this evening, to remind us and reassure us of the beauty and grace of Christmas is a picture that God does understand us, that God relates to us in the reality of our life. And this evening, if you take nothing else away, I want you to understand that the God of the universe relates to the reality of your life because he became one of us. God got into a bod and dwelt amongst us. The God of the universe was incarnated into Jesus. And yes, our reality bites sometimes, the popular movie. It just stinks. It's very difficult, the reality that we go through, what's in the windshield of our life, our emotions and our thoughts and our experiences. But friends, I want you to understand this evening, not just understand, I want you to come into an encounter with this God who not just leads us through seasons of our lives, but walks us through those because he understands the reality of our lives. I want to look at one verse with you from the writer John, and John's writing this depiction of Jesus, and it says this in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says this, the Word, and what John is saying in this chapter, he says the Word is actually Jesus. So the Word, God, became human being and lived here with us. God got into a bod, I say, and dwelt amongst us. The God of the universe became a human being and lived here with us. Many times we think the boss, the CEO, is not engaged with us and just sits in their ivory tower or sits in their corner office or is pristine and clean, but that's not true of God. God in Jesus engages humanity. He engages the experiences us as humans. That's the big theological word, incarnation. God became one of us. and Emmanuel, God amongst us through Jesus. Why did God do this? Is because God is for humanity. God came to engage us where we're at because God of the universe is not against us, but he is for us, and he moved into the neighborhood. He engages us. Why don't we as human beings engage with other things? Well, for me, we don't want to get our hands dirty sometimes. I don't engage others because I don't want to get involved in their problems. I don't engage others because I feel like maybe I just shouldn't get involved. I don't engage others because I don't think it's my responsibility. But the God of the universe took on our responsibility because he created us in his image and likeness and engaged us and moved into the neighborhood. You see, when the boss finally uncovers himself, an undercover boss, they go, oh, he can relate. He's gone through it. He's been or she's been at the cash register. He's tried to make the golf clubs. He's tried to use the garbage machine. Now they can understand. And not only does God, through Jesus, engage humanity, but he experienced everything as it is empathetic to all of our experiences. He understands the pressures of life. He understands the temptations of the things I want to do or I don't want to do, but I feel like I'm drawn to, like today, all the food and the brownies in our office. The God of the universe empathizes with our letdowns, our pain, our suffering, our abandonment, all the things of life. And friends, I want you to understand the God of the universe, Jesus Christ, wants to relate to your reality, and he does. He engages humanity where we're at and the realities of what we go through. And not only does he engage, he's empathetic because he's done everything and he's experienced all of the pain, all of the suffering, all of the disappointments, and all the joys and highs of life as well. He's experienced death and separation. He's experienced pain and betrayal. He's experienced abandonment. He's felt the pressure to be a people-pleasing person. This is so exciting to me. Last year, during the Advent Christmas season, this reality of Jesus being empathetic was significant for my own life. You see, I had moved my whole family from Ohio, the great football state, the Buckeyes, to here in Minnesota. And I've always thought of Advent and thought about Christmas and the reality of God coming here. But last Advent season, God took me on a journey of what Jesus had left. Jesus had left the heavenly realm, all the comfort and convenience of the fellowship and community of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For all of eternity, he had been with his Godhead. And at the appointed time, he left that place, the comfort of the heavenly realms, to become one of us. And God walked with me last year and says, Kevin, I understand the difficulty of leaving the place of comfort and your friends and everything that is convenient. And I am so thankful to know this God who engages humanity. Not only does he engage, but he is empathetic to my life and to your life because he's gone through it. Not only is this God of the universe in Jesus a relatable and engaging God, we see him at work. The passage goes on, it says this, and we saw his true glory, the glory of the Son, the only Son of the Father. And what we see here is John is saying, when you look at Jesus, you actually see the glory and the greatness of God the Father. Later on, Jesus would say, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. And as I walk around all the time, people always say, if I could just see God. I'm sure we've all experienced that or felt that. If I could just see God at work, I would believe it more. If I could see just what he would do and how he would handle this situation, I would walk in his ways more. But the reality is we have seen his glory. We have seen the glory of God through Jesus. Jesus reveals who God is. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the handiwork of God. And unlike the undercover boss who came in a disguise to be covered up, Jesus came to uncover who God is to us because he reveals God to us. When Jesus touched the woman who had been bleeding, when he touched the leper, when he cares for the widow, when he moves towards to the hopeless and the helpless, and he moves towards the sinners and not to the saints, he moves to the marginalized of culture who think they could have nothing to do with God, you see the picture of the God of the universe who not only came into the world, but comes to the edges of the culture and moves towards the hurting and the helpless. This is a beautiful picture. When the undercover boss finally reveals themselves, you see sometimes a hug. They're in this face-to-face and like they reveal themselves like, you understand. I thought you were this weirdo person I had to be a mentor to, but now you've revealed yourself. In Jesus, we see the compassion of God. In Jesus, we see that he not only came to the world, but he moved towards us. Show me God, you might say that. Let's look to Jesus. He engages the world. He is empathetic to us. And he reveals the greatness of God. So yes, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, but don't miss the story of Jesus and just don't merely come back on Easter, Christmas and Easter, but the story of Jesus between Christmas and Easter is the life of humanity that we always want to point you back to here at Trinity as we gather together. We see the greatness of God in Jesus. And this verse concludes and says this, from him, the complete gifts of undeserving grace and truth have come down. He says this gift, this undeserved reality, what Jesus brought was himself, but in himself, he embodies this reality of grace, undeserved, unmerited favor with God, and he brings truth. We get to receive the undeserved grace and life-giving truth through Jesus. You see this in the undercover boss. Usually the undercover boss sits down with somebody, and it's always the sap story. Usually it's somebody, a college student who's got like 8 kids, a single parent, and I'm not dashing that, and the CEO is like, I will pay for your house. I will bestow on you, and I will pay for your college. They did nothing to earn the gifts from the CEO or president. That undercover boss just wants to bestow the gifts on that person of need, and so it is when Jesus comes. He bestows the gift of grace. We don't earn it. We don't do anything about it. He pays the price for us. He gives us a gift of himself, unmerited favor to bring us back to the Father. And he gives us a gift of truth. And friends, truth leads to freedom. If you think Christianity is about rules, it's actually about freedom to live as the human being that God ultimately designed us to be in. Not binding, but freeing. If you're living a Christian life by rules and regulations and you're all pent up and tight up, you're not living the gospel of Jesus that is freedom and grace and truth to walk that path. And God this evening wants you to understand this Jesus, that he relates, he's empathetic, he reveals the Father to us, and he gives this undeserving gifts to us right now. What we see in Jesus Christ is that God can relate to the reality of our life because he walked in our shoes. He's walked our path. He is walking with us and leading us through those things. Many of us in this room, including myself, will say, God, you don't understand. Many of us in this room will feel that, will not just say it, but feel that as though, God, you just don't understand. We'll hear the Will Smith song and we'll think, God doesn't understand, just like my parents don't understand. But because of the beauty and truth of Christmas, no matter what we say or no matter what we feel, the truth is Jesus is God and he became one of us. No matter what we say, no matter what we feel, the reality is God engaged humanity through Jesus. He is our empathetic, sympathetic God. He revealed the heart of God through his words and his actions to the marginalized. And he bestows on us undeserving grace and truth for the freedom of life and the everyday stuff of life. So this day and every day, we can actively live knowing that Jesus can relate to the realities of our lives. He longs for us to run to him in our time of need because he can relate. None of us run to a friend who doesn't relate. None of us go to someone for advice that doesn't think they can understand. When you first have a child, you don't go to a 12-year-old when you're newly married and you have your first child, you don't go to a 12-year-old and say, hey, can you help me with advice with parenting? No, you go to someone older because they've walked that path. And so it is, Jesus has walked that path. The writer of Hebrews says this, the high priest Jesus understands our weakness, for he has faced all the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So we will receive, so let us come boldly to the throne of your gracious God. There you'll receive mercy and you'll find grace to help you in your time of need. You see, this Jesus understands our weakness. He's gone through the testing yet without sin. And he says, run to him with boldness and he will give you grace and mercy in your time of need. And he relates. We are all invited to run to the throne of Jesus. Run to a relatable Jesus at all times, in all experiences, in all situations. He understands and wants to help us in our time of need. Do you believe that? Are you living that? See, a few verses before in 1 John, it says this in John chapter 1. But all who believe in him and accept him, he gave the right to become children of God. Not only do you believe it in your head, but have you accepted that Jesus died the death you deserve and was raised to life to give you the life that you don't deserve? Then you are a child of God. Then you have the right to run to the Father to receive grace and mercy in your time of need. But friends, don't miss this Christmas season, that God can relate to the reality of your life because he became one of us. He engaged humanity. He's empathetic. He's shown us the reality of who God is, and he's given us his grace, gifts of grace and truth. Are you living that beautiful life this Christmas season and every day? God became one of us, and he understands your entire life. Would you run to him, and would we run to him together? Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you that you got your hands dirty, that you engaged humanity, yet when we run from you, you run to us. You moved into our world. You didn't tell us to clean ourselves up or to clean the world up, but you moved in and you moved towards us to demonstrate and to show us love. Not only by your birth, but by your life and by your death and resurrection, you're reigning on a throne right now. So Lord, I pray for anyone in this room who is longing to be connected to a relational God and not a religion, that they would encounter you, Jesus. They would turn to you from holding all their things together to releasing all to you. Teach us your ways. We give thanks and praise that you are a God who engages and is empathetic and shows us yourself and got down and dirty and have experienced all of life yet without sin, so we can come to you in our time of need, so you would give us all that we need to guide us through it, and you're with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.